You are listening to the Conversational Selling Podcast with Nancy Calabrese.
Hi, it's Nancy Calabrese, and it's time for Conversational Selling, the podcast where sales leaders and business experts share what's going on in sales and marketing today. And it always starts with the human conversation.
Michael Zaporsky, CEO and co-founder of Consulting Success, will be joining us today. He's advised organizations like Financial Times, Dow Jones, RBC, Omron, and helped Panasonic launch new products into global markets. But still more importantly, he's helped over 400 consultants from around the world in over 50 industries add six and seven figures to their annual revenues. Michael helps consultants scale and grow, attract more clients, increase fees, and win more proposals. But mainly, he intends to create what he has coined as meaningful success. His work has been featured all over the place, including Forbes, Entrepreneur, Institute of Management Consultants, Fox Business. And in addition, he is the author of five books on consulting and business growth. His most recent, the Amazon bestseller, The Elite Consulting Mind. You know, almost all entrepreneurs face one common challenge: increasing and attracting more clients. So I am really looking forward to hearing Michael's insights, as I'm sure there are going to be a lot of takeaways. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Hey, Nancy. Thanks so much for having me. Great to be with you.
Oh, it's going to be fun. You know, the one thing that pops out to me is you've been able to help businesses in over 50 industries. So I'm kind of guessing that your solution is industry agnostic.
Yeah, I mean, we specialize in working with consultants. And so those are consultants that are in 50 plus different industries. My background's 23 plus years of building consulting businesses, both in North America and in Asia, Europe. But then the last 13 years has been working specifically with consultants, helping them to grow their businesses.
Okay. So why don't we start with my little teaser when I said that you have coined a statement, meaningful success. What does that refer to?
Yeah, I don't know if I coined it or not, but it certainly resonates a lot with me, which is there's, you know, the word success means different things to different people. And to me, it's not just about the accumulation of money and wealth. It's not just about what you can buy or what you want to show off to the world. It's really about what is meaningful for you. When I look at many of our clients, those who have left the corporate world to get involved in consulting, some are earlier stage, some are running very successful seven-figure consulting businesses. One of the main drivers for them in doing that is because they want to spend more time with their family, with their kids, right, with their spouse. They want to realize their full potential. They want more freedom and flexibility. That's meaningful success to me. It's not just about the accumulation of things or of money. It's really about being able to live the life that you desire and dream of on your own terms.
Yeah. And wouldn't you agree that most people that go into their own business wind up working even more hours than they did in corporate?
That's certainly very true, and especially at the early stages. I mean, that was my experience now, you know, 20 plus years ago when I started my first business with my cousin Sam. I remember, you know, getting up early and going to bed very late. Sometimes it was already the morning of the next day, yeah. Just putting in the work. And over the years, as you start putting better systems in place and you build a team, you're able to find yourself in a position where you don't necessarily have to work as many hours as you did before. But you often, if you're you know, an entrepreneur, you might find yourself still wanting to spend that time because there's always more to get done. But hopefully you're spending that time on doing the things that you enjoy. And that, again, you know, brings us back to this whole idea of meaningful success, because you're finding meaning and fulfillment and enjoyment in what you're doing. And as you're doing it, you're creating success.
Yeah. And, you know, like work-life balance is a hot topic these days. And it sounds like you're ahead of the game that way, right? You incorporated it into your own lifestyle years ago.
Yeah, very early on, you know, we were very clear when we established this business and the other businesses that we've had, it's that lifestyle should be the driver. So if you think about a triangle, the apex of the triangle, very often what people do is they put business at the top and then they put their lifestyle and personal stuff at the bottom, which means right. that they have to make sacrifices within their lifestyle to support their business. And my approach and belief is that it should be the exact opposite, that your lifestyle should be at the apex. You should get very clear about what's meaningful for you. What do you right. want to achieve? How do you want to spend your time? How do you want to spend, you know, your life? And then put your business below that so that you can structure your business model and the decisions that you make in your business in a way that it optimally supports the lifestyle that you want to create.
Right. Like, how difficult is that for somebody that's looking to you for help and they're living an imbalance? How does that happen? I mean, I'm sure it's not overnight.
No, it's not overnight, but it comes down to the decisions and I guess choices that you make. So, for example, I talked about having the right kind of business model, right? So there's three and a half, we often kind of call it, because the half being a hybrid of different models that you can use to run a successful consulting business. And depending on what your goals are, you may be better served by focusing on one of those models as opposed to the others. But if you don't even know what those three are, then it's right. going to be challenging for you to make the right decision. So again, it's not about just doing what you see somebody else doing because they're successful and you want that success. It's about right. getting very clear about what's important to you. Why do you want to do it? And then once you have that in mind, then you can start to take steps in that direction. And as you said, Nancy, it doesn't happen overnight. But right. as you get clear and you know, here's a target that I'm working towards, now every day, every week, every month, you're going to be making strides towards it.
Right. Interesting. So I've read somewhere, and I'm quoting you, you may be a great consultant. You know how to provide your clients with value and results. And with these statements, you also add, if you're like most consultants that you've worked with, the challenge is getting more clients. So how do you teach your clients to attract more clients on a predictable and consistent basis?
Yeah, we developed the Consulting Success Framework, which is kind of an 8-part series that takes you through all aspects of the life cycle of creating a successful consulting business. And just to add a bit of distinction to this, our clients are ranging from solo independent consultants all the way up to small consulting firm owners. So we're not talking about the McKinseys or the Accentures of the world. Okay. We're really, you know, looking at boutique consulting firms and solo consultants. But the process that we take everybody through starts off with, number one, getting very clear about their ideal clients, and we call it ideal client clarity. If you don't know who your ideal clients are, if you don't right. truly understand them, then you're going to have a very hard time marketing to them. So that's number one. The second part in the process is developing what we call a magnetic message. So that's a message that will really get the attention of your ideal clients. It will resonate with them. They're going to want to learn more about what you do right. and take notice, because again, it's speaking to what's on their mind. And these two, ideal client clarity and magnetic message, have to go together, because if you don't know who your ideal clients really are, you can't develop a message, you know, to get their attention. The right. the third part of this process is really what we call strategic offers. And it comes down to, how do you take all of your years of experience, your skill set, your expertise, and how do you package it, position it, place value on it, and price it in a way that your ideal clients actually want to buy what you have to offer? So it's not just what you think you should provide to the marketplace. It's really right. understanding who your ideal client is, and then making sure that you're delivering something that will be something that they want to buy and invest in, but also supports the lifestyle and model and type of business that you want to have. And then the fourth part of this, and this will come back to your kind of marketing question, but I really believe it's very important to have all elements of this foundation in place to make this whole system work. It's now what we call the marketing engine. And so this is, if you think about a kind of like an engine of a car, you know, once it's up and running, then as long as you keep putting gasoline in and you put your foot, you know, put your foot on the accelerator, the car is going to continue moving forward. And so right. this is now all about, in the way that we teach it in the Consulting Success Framework, it's about making sure that you are getting in front of your ideal client consistently, but you're doing it in a way that you're providing value. And so you started right. off this podcast episode today talking about, you know, human. And even before you hit record, you mentioned, you know, just the human word in terms of selling. And I'm a very big believer that this is where most people make mistakes. They look at their marketing as transactional. They look at marketing in terms of, you know, automation, pushing a button, blasting people with a whole bunch of sales language. And right. I see that as a complete opposite. When you're dealing with savvy decision makers, which is typically what buyers of consulting services are, and you're talking right. about high value deals that are not just $1,000, but they might be $10,000, $100,000, $1 million or more, you know, it takes a certain approach to create trust. And so yeah. the whole idea of the marketing engine is getting in front of your ideal clients consistently with a message that they want to hear about. But even more importantly, it's about how can you provide valuable insights, information, ideas, and, you know, intellectual property to these ideal clients. So they not only know that you exist, you get on their radar, but they're actually excited to hear from you because you're delivering new insights or ideas to them right. that they're not seeing in other places. And therefore, you start to win their trust, their respect, and they want to learn more from you, which starts to create conversations.
Yep. You know, you used another word that's very familiar in here at One of a Kind Sales is engine. It's having that engine continually running, right? And doing maybe a variety of different touches in different ways. But I think many companies struggle with not having that kind of system in place, a repetitive system to give the audience a chance to get to know you. Would you agree with that?
Totally. I mean, we've seen this, and I'll give you a quick example. I had a client several years ago came into our world. You know, he was part of the community. This is the real kind of crux or interesting point of the story, that he was in our community for over 10 years. And when I say in our community, I mean that he was reading our newsletters, he was listening to the podcast, he was purchasing books, he was just consuming tons of free information that we were putting out at Consulting Success. And right. then he became a client, and now he's been a client for many years, an amazing person and very successful at what he does. When I first heard that he had been in our world for 10 years, my response was very different than what most people thought. Most people thought, oh, Michael, if your marketing, it took your marketing 10 years to convert this person into a buyer, you know, something must be wrong. And I thought the exact opposite, which is what we're doing is exactly right, because we didn't stop. We had so many opportunities to not be consistent and not right. turn this person into a client. But because we were consistent, he became a client. Now, of course, we have many people who come into our world and within a day or a week or a month, they become clients. But some might take 2, 3, 4, or in this case, 10 years. And so celebrating that, you know, from a mindset perspective that, yeah, it's okay. We're playing a long-term game. We're not in the business of trying to cajole or persuade people to buy just, you know, at this exact moment. But right. if you provide value and you do it consistently and you always show up, you're going to win.
Yep. I'm in your court completely. I know that you have amazing stories and I could mention a few, but I want to turn it over to you. What do you think really sets you apart? What's your unique idea?
Yeah. You know, I think you touched on what we really care about, which is our values and connecting with people as people. And this is an exercise and I think an idea that in my earlier years, I didn't put enough attention to, I didn't value enough. And I see this very often, especially with smaller companies and small consultancies or solo consultants, is they don't actually spend a lot of time thinking about what are their values? What do they want to stand for? And then telling that story. And today more than ever before, I think this is what buyers want. They don't want to just buy a service. They don't want to just buy a product. They want to know the story behind it. They want to know who is behind it. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't tell that story, then the market will either just pass you by and look for somebody else that is telling a captivating, true story, or they'll try and write the story for you, but it may not be the story that you want. And so that to me is a big opportunity and one that we as a team have really been focused on getting clear on what are our values. What's our mission? What's our purpose? What's our vision? And then making sure that we don't just keep that internally, but that we share it. And what we found by doing that, I know you mentioned, Nancy, that you went onto the Consulting Success website. You saw this little kind of mini documentary film that we put together. Yeah. And that tells the story of not only Sam, who's my cousin and co-founder at the business, but it talks about our parents, our grandparents. It talks about different places that we've lived and traveled and successes and, you know, quote unquote failures and just things that we've experienced in this world of life. And by doing that, some people might look at, watch that and go, yeah, this doesn't resonate with me. And, you know, I'm going to go somewhere else. And that's great. That's fine. But what happens is a lot of people watch that or they listen to a podcast episode and they go, yeah, this is like, this sounds really good to me. I feel like my values are aligned with this company, with the, you know, these group of people, and now they want to learn more. And so that's really what we've been focusing on. And it's worked very well for us.
Yeah. You know, there's this statement that I always go back to is you attract what you are, not what you want. Mm. And your comment about, you know, the values that you are important to you. And by the way, everyone, I would definitely go to consultingsuccess.com/about and look at that video. You'll walk away feeling like, wow, this group really gets it. They care. That's the word that I was trying to remember before, Michael. Like, you guys care. You guys care. So what do you want me to spotlight?
We have a lot of free resources at consultingsuccess.com. So for anyone who's looking to either transition from corporate or senior role employment into consulting, we have resources for you. We actually have a new program that's right now in the process of coming out. We've already filled to capacity the first cohort of that. It's called the Escape Plan Program. And it's for those specifically who still have a job and want to get help transitioning into becoming a successful consultant. But we also have other training programs and workshops, as well as our Clarity Coaching Program, where we work with consultants. Some, again, are earlier stage. Some are already well into their six figures or seven figures. But right. One thing that they all share is they want to reach that next level. They want personalized coaching and a personal strategic plan and accountability and support and a community, which is what the Clarity program has to offer. But we also, if you want to go to consultingsuccess.com/blueprint, we have some of our most popular articles and resources that we've put together into a 47-page guide. And so that's free and people can access that if they'd like.
Well, all right. Well, you have a lot of goodies that you're going to throw at us. And my guess is a lot of people, including me, are going to go check it out even in more detail. Why don't we kind of wrap it up? I love asking this question. Tell me something, or the statement, tell me something that's true that almost nobody agrees with you on.
What did I write? You asked me this in an email before, and I responded something to you. And what did I tell you?
Yeah. Developing your values is critical, even if you are a solo consultant business person, and that you've been this for many years.
Yeah. I mean, so we've touched on that already, right? But it is true. It's something that in the early days I felt was only really for larger companies. And as we've started to grow our team, I've been studying this a lot more. And I think that probably is a big one. I mean, I can give you another fun fact, which won't answer your exact question, but I did compete against an Olympian. So that's something that, in high school, I did a lot of track and field. So I was doing shot put and hammer and discus and javelin. And there's one person that I could never beat. I did very well at the city level. We went to the kind of state level. There was one guy I could never beat. His name was Dylan Armstrong. And he actually ended up going to the Olympics, and he won a bronze at the Beijing Olympics. So that's my claim to fame, that most people don't know. Yeah. That's as close as I got to an Olympic medal.
You know what? I think I'm going to add that to my questions. Good. What's a fun fact? I like that idea. And then finally, what is the one takeaway you'd like to leave the audience with?
Yeah, I'm out. In our community, one of the most common phrases that we kind of throw around, but with purpose, is really just, you know, taking imperfect action. I think far too often people wait to try and have all the right information, and they feel that doing so will increase their chances of success. Yet, if I look over my last 20 plus years in business, the most successful people are typically those that do not wait until they have all the information. It doesn't mean that you just act blindly or take action without thought or research. But if you look at those who struggle and compare them to those who succeed, those who struggle typically are just always kind of, you know, reviewing and analyzing and preparing, but they're not getting out there enough. And especially in professional services, if you're a consultant, then, or even if you're a coach, you want to get out there and have conversations. because nobody's going to click a link on your website and sign up for a $100,000 engagement, right? They're going to have a conversation with you first. And so if you're just planning, working on a plan or updating your website or changing your logo or doing photos, like these are all good things and they can all add value, but they don't replace the most important thing, which is what you want all these things to help you to do, which is to have a conversation. And the more conversations you have, the more you will learn what people actually want and don't want. And then you can start making better decisions based on that information. So get out of what I often kind of say, Nancy, is don't just keep building. You want to get out of the proverbial building and go and have conversations.
Go have and you know, I'm really big on conversations, conversational selling. So Michael, I want to thank you for sharing all of your expertise, and I know we just touched on it, and I want to thank my audience for listening. You know, all business owners can learn a thing or two or more from Michael. So be sure to reach out to him. How do they get in touch with you, Michael?
So I'm on LinkedIn. If anyone wants to connect personally, just send a little message there so I know that you're coming from Nancy's podcast. Always great to know where people are coming from. But also you can head over to consultingsuccess.com. Again, we have plenty of free resources there in the podcast and videos, articles, case studies, different research studies and guides that we put out. And again, consultingsuccess.com/blueprint if you want access to that free 47-page blueprint.
Yeah, that's a pretty hefty document. So I want everyone to have a fantastic sales day, and we will see you next time. And Michael, I hope you're going to join us again.
Thanks so much, Nancy. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
The Conversational Selling Podcast is sponsored by One-of-a-Kind Sales. If you are frustrated that you don't have enough leads, or your sales team complains that they just don't have enough time to prospect, we can help. To work with Nancy and her team to help you manage your sales team, install her proven outbound sales process, and create more bottom line results, email her now at nancy@oneofakindsales.com. To learn more about Nancy and her outbound sales secrets, grab your free copy of her book, The Inside Sales Solution, at oneofakindsales.com/book.